something has happened. Apparently, Carl from New Hampshire is in some bunker up there in New Hampshire, and he can't get his phone
having
reception.
Having telephone issues.
He's supposed to be here to tell us everything that's going on this weekend. And sometimes, you know, they only have one outpost with a cell phone service up there in New Hampshire, and Carl wasn't close enough to us. Are you here, Carl?
Yeah, that's the problem, Marjorie. We have there's two places with cell phone service, and there's a line every morning for people. You know, we line up, we climb to the top of this small knoll, and excuse me, ma'am, I'm on the radio.
You'll just
have to wait a moment, ma'am.
Yeah, well, okay. We're glad. You know Brian McGroy from the Boston Globe. He's here with us filling in for Jim.
Of course I know Brian. Brian, great to talk to you again.
Carl, how are you? You know you're not supposed to actually climb the cell phone tower when you make a call, right? It's just there to help the reception.
I've got a safety rope and all that stuff, if that's what you want me. I'm not an idiot, Brian.
Really? Just because you come from New Hampshire, no one should make that assumption. So what's going on this weekend, Carl, from New Hampshire?
Well, first of all, like Tim Tebow, I am on one knee with my hands raised to the heavens because this is the second Friday that Jim hasn't been in from my
unbelievable
weekend preview.
I know.
Unbelievable.
He'll be back next week.
Yeah, God is watching over me. I'll tell you what's going on. Tori Amos.
You tell me. I have no idea.
No idea.
Amos.
Come on. She's that sultry, beautiful singer. She's at the Orpheum Theater tonight at 7:30.
Excellent.
Well, okay. You guys don't even know who she is.
I don't know who she is.
I have never heard of it, Carl. Never heard of it.
And I don't know how to pronounce her name, so this weekend preview is off to a fantastic start.
It is. It's very good. Amos, because Matt Shearer has heard of her, because he knows everything about music, and so does John Parker.
Well, here's the problem I have with this Tori Amos. They build her as a chameleonic singer, and I thought Mitt Romney had trademarked that term.
Very good. He's still ahead. And he's gaining ground up there in your home state.
This is kind of the year of reptiles for Republicans. We've got Newt, and then we've got the chameleon, Mitt Romney.
That's right. Maybe they should have a picture of a newt. What does a newt look like next to Gingrich's ads that Romney puts out? They should do a newt picture.
Is a newt the animal on that insurance?
Yeah, is that a newt? Is the Geico person a newt?
What is that?
Gecko,
excuse me. I always thought a newt was those little kind of orange salamanders that you find under a log.
I don't know.
Carl,
well,
I'm looking at a picture of Tori Amos right now. But you're right, she is a sultry woman.
Sultry, she's very sultry.
Yeah, you're not kidding, huh, Brian? Yeah, you're interested all of a sudden. She is promoting her.
Oh, tell me where she's playing and when.
Orpheum. Okay, what else you got?
Brian's more interested in where she's staying.
Yeah.
Ain't Misbehaving.
Tonight
at the Lyric Stage, yeah, it's great. Obviously, the music of Fats Waller and looks at the comic and comedic and musical soul of Harlem in the 1930s. So that's a great play.
Great show.
Next year, by the way, the play We Are All Definitely Misbehaving, which looks at the soul of Harlem in 2011. But that's not until next year.
Very good. Okay. What else you got?
Hey, at the Paradise Rock Club, Wreck the Halls. This is a celebration of punk rock featuring the musical whist of Street Dogs, Off With Their Heads, and Murder the Stout.
That sounds like fun. At the Paradise.
That's probably Matt Shearer, your producer, will know who all those bands
are.
Yeah,
he will. Well, he's hip and trendy.
But 30 years younger than we are.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what's funny? I had seen a bumper sticker that says Murder the Stout on Jim's car, Rowdy.
Oh, really?
But I don't think he was promoting the band. I think he actually would like to see overweight people, you know, killed.
Oh, yeah. Well, then he might have to commit Harry Carey.
Poor Jim when he's not here. You know, poor Jim. I never thought I'd say those words, but the poor guy.
You have to take your shots when you have an opportunity. You know what I'm saying? You have to get even somehow. What else, Carl?
Mail your letters to Santa. That's tomorrow at 10 a.m. at Macy's. Well, you know what you do? You bring your letters to Santa, mail your letters to Santa, and for every letter that people drop off there, Macy's will donate a dollar to the Make-A-Wish Foundation, which is a great foundation. So, you know, round up your little rugrats, make a little letter to Santa Claus tonight, address it to the North Pole, and bring it down to Macy's, because that supports a great cause.
That is nice. Have you heard, this is an indication of how desperate things are in newspapers, where the L.A. Times, once a great newspaper, is actually got a paid service where they will write your child a letter from Santa Claus if you write to them.
Oh, my God.
It's like if you pay, you give them your credit card, I think it's like $10 or something like that, and they'll write your kid a letter from Santa.
Wow. First, talk about subcontracting your parenting, but also, yeah, is the newspaper biz that bad?
And how about subcontracting your reporters? I don't know if they're the ones being asked to write these letters, but this is awful.
That is sad.
Yeah.
Things are, it's
not good, Carl.
We're clinging to
good.
A slippery pole is what we're doing here at the newspaper business. Thank God the radio business is doing a little bit better than that.
Okay, I'd be worried about having Brian, writing the kids, my children's letters to Santa, because, I can just see him getting off on a tangent about the liberal policies of Christmas and so forth.
Kid, it's a cold, cruel world out there. You're not getting anything you want, and it's going to be good for you.
Okay,
by the way, Marjorie, last year they had a little incident at the North Pole where a postman left kind of should we call it a messy delivery on Santa's front lawn. So
really?
Yeah, there is kind of a rift going on between Santa and the post office.
I did not know that.
Yeah, well, you know how these postmen are lately. They're a little marching to the beat of their own band.
Okay. I didn't know about that, Carl. Okay, we're up against the clock here. Tell us what else is happening real quick.
I'll tell you what else. You got Christmas Carol.
Love that.
And this one, please. This is called Grunts, and don't. It's not a
stop right
new
there.
Book by Barney Frank about his colleagues. This is at the Panopticon Gallery, a wonderful collection of photos of our military personnel and their everyday lives. Also features the photos of Harold Feinstein, Robert Tapper's famous photos from World War II, and this commemorates the 70th anniversary of the bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Carl, we got 15 seconds. Real quick, what are you doing this weekend?
Manchester, New Hampshire, two shows tomorrow night, Jokers, Headliners, and Foxwoods next Wednesday.
Hey, great. And thank you, as always, Carl from New Hampshire. And we'll be talking to you next week to wish
you,
us a Merry Christmas. Thank you very much.